The Christian faith promises peace. And it's times like these that we need peace, especially during the Thanksgiving holidays and Christmas coming up. We're reminded that we will not find God's peace anywhere in the universe, His kind of peace, that is. Even with all of its assets and natural resources, this world cannot give to us the peace that Jesus gives. The source of that peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, who says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." As a church family, we will soon exchange God's peace together. We'll welcome each other with the words, "The peace of the Lord be with you," or "God's peace." The height of our service will be receiving the body and blood of Jesus at the altar with the pronouncement, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." Our worship will end with peace at the end of the benediction. And so the goal of our worship is to launch us out into the world as peace benefactors and peace makers. So don't be anxious, Jesus tells us. Stop your worrying. Don't let the fear get the best of you. Live your lives with the reality of this peace. Our scripture today for Thanksgiving from our epistle says, "Don't worry about anything." When we worry, we are needlessly preoccupied. We are needlessly living our lives without peace. In fact, we're actually denying ourselves true peace. And Paul tells us, don't do that. Don't worry. Don't worry challenges us to have the courage to pursue peace in our lives. It challenges us to challenge God, to hold God to His word and boldly ask Him for that peace. It challenges us to surrender our worry and our concerns and surrender the illusion that we are in control, to live our lives not by sight, but by faith. Paul says, don't worry. But he also tells us what to do. "But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In other words, hand your anxiety and worry over to the one who can take it away. Surrender to the Prince of Peace, which nicely connects Christ the King to thanksgiving. He lived and died to take away every threat to our bodies and our souls, and He rose to give us the assurance we need and a hope that will not be disappointed. When we turn to God, when we have begun to count our blessings, we begin to begin that count with the greatest blessing, namely Jesus. And He is the sure antidote to strife, anxiety, and fear. And I think Paul is also encouraging us to continue to count our blessings. Consider all the blessings you do have, even if you feel that they are being overshadowed by bad things. That is the way of the cross. Our scripture encourages us to approach everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Have you thought of that? That thanksgiving is a form of prayer? Thanksgiving, an act of worship? Thanksgiving, a work of God in our lives, in minds, in mouths. A way that God promises to fill our spirits with the reality of His kingdom and to lead us through our dark valleys on a path of peace and a path toward peace. This is what our scriptures promise. And this is what our scripture particularly promises today. The peace of God, which surpasses understanding. Peace that transcends human comprehension. This will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's a reminder that our brain's circuitry cannot fully process how wonderful God and His gifts are. We will never fully comprehend the height, depth, and width of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing, because we every day discover His gifts anew. And God's power does not need our understanding to work in our lives. He works in spite of our lack of understanding. But God does use our prayer with thanksgiving, as Paul reminds us. Giving thanks to God for the things that come to mind will help us to keep on this path toward peace. And as His peace comes, be reminded that it doesn't depend on your understanding. His peace transcends our comprehension. So that we have a peace that may be difficult to explain, but no less real. And it will be the catalyst. It will be the gift that God gives through His Son that we express through our prayers of thanksgiving. In a few moments, we will receive Holy Communion, what we sometimes call the Eucharist. It's based on the New Testament word Eucharisteo. The eu means good, and charis means grace. In this meal, we experience the good grace of God. It is a way that we give thanks and receive God's gifts with gratitude. Like Spanish and other Romance languages, thanksgiving is based on that word, grace. We give thanks, and sometimes we even refer to the prayer at the table as giving grace. It is a life-giving gift when we are mindful of the grace of God and we fill our hearts with gratitude. It's a prayerful recognition of God's loving work in us and through us. We gather around the table this morning around the grace-filled bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus. We are mindful of God's blessings, particularly the gift of His Son. Later today, most of us, if not all of us, will gather around a table with friends and family, another opportunity to express and share this wonderful truth that we can surrender all of those concerns, all of those worries and anxieties to God. And we can do that together around a meal. And that with prayerful thanksgiving, God will give you and yours peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.